I sat down once more with my good friend Jeff Pearson, an amazing artist and the director of the Office of Public Art for the City of Charleston. We talked about some great examples of community-engaged public art projects using PolyTab.
I know Good Space Murals has created an amazing community engagement process. Right. And I know there's a lot of different approaches to community engagement processes. What have you seen that has been impactful?
If it's okay, I might just talk about that one just for a second. The Good Space Mural project, the whole idea was this is a mural about our community. And a lot of times when you do murals about the community, people want you to do kind of more direct pieces. Like, we're going to do a piece about West Virginia. Well, let's make the West Virginia capital. Let's do a cardinal. And those are great. But what we're trying to do with this was really make about what our community is, not specifically visually, but what. So Greta and her team came down. I had an empty van. We drove around the city and picked up artists and just drove around the city and talked about who we are. And then we had community meetings and we talked to people from all over the community, different people, not just artists. And then we had a conversation about what that meant, what all the notes we had, and we had three wonderful stories that came out of it that represented three phases of who we are. The first was Melvin Wine, who was an amazing fiddle player, and he represented our traditions with music and passing music down. Ted Brightwell, who's on the left side of the mural, represents change and possibility. Ted was a person who was living in Charleston when it wasn't cool to be gay. You know, it wasn't accepted. And he plays so many paths for people. And the third was Callie. I'll leave her last name out. Callie represents our future. And I'll tell you the story about how we had Callie come in. Greta came to me literally one day and said, we need somebody that looks really cool. And I said, I had this former student who has really cool hair. And so I called her mom and said, hey, I need to take a picture of Callie. And the mom's like, what? You know. I said, we're doing this mural and Callie has really great hair. And it just happened to be the first day of middle school for Callie, and she'd come home crying because people were making fun of her hair. Oh. And I remember the day we dedicated the mural and how proud she was to be part of this visually, but also figuratively and emotionally involved in this process with us. And she helped paint the mural, and that's the thing about Good Space. They actually go and you paint with them. That's something we'd like to do a lot too, is help actually have people work on the murals themselves with PolyTab and all that good stuff. But that's a long-winded answer to how I think that mural is important. But to your earlier question, public art impacts because you engage.
Right. And we're going to talk about PolyTab later, if that's right. You heard that word and thought, what is that?
Yeah.
True. So I want to ask you, I know you've done so many projects here, and 200 since 2017, both temporary and permanent. But what have your favorite projects been as far as, like, the impacts that you've seen? What are the most, like, beautiful impacts that you've seen from projects?
I think the most, I'll talk about the most important one. It's very clear to me. The most important project that we've done is the Martin Luther King mural, because it started out as a project that was really just celebrating Dr. King, which was great. We wanted to celebrate his message, and we started thinking about it. And how can we really celebrate his message? And one of the things he was about inclusion and community. And what better way to include our community is to actually include our community. So we made him a giant paint by number and had the community come in and paint his face. And then we started thinking, well, let's do the background with self-portraits. So the community is literally reflecting themselves in this mural. And then COVID happened. And so we had to rethink the whole thing. So we started doing virtual painting workshops, and that actually worked to our benefit because we had more people attend those with Zoom. And we went out and did like these hand contact-free and all this stuff. I mean, long story short, we had 1,325 self-portraits that represented 1,325 people in our community. I had so many stories, roughly 1,325 stories of people that had never been a part of something like this. I can tell you very specific stories. We had people that spoke at the dedication that they lived in a time where they weren't welcome because of the color of their skin. And here they are with a piece of art in their own community that they can see for the rest of their lives. And so for that reason, it was clearly the most impactful piece that I've ever been a part of and maybe will ever be a part of. Because I think that it's good for Charleston. I think it could possibly be the biggest participatory MLK mural ever.
Very nice.
And it's all PolyTab.
It's all Polytab. We keep hearing about this Polytab.
Because Polytab, again, Polytab allowed us to do this. Yeah. It allowed us to go and hand a piece of this material to someone who I can't communicate or be in contact with. And then afterwards, we went to nursing homes and places where they couldn't come out and do a mural. So it was really, yeah, I do sell it. Polytop's great.
Yeah, we did a project with it called Memories on Mercer Street that we're going to touch on in the series. And some people call it parachute fabric. Is that right?
Early on, people, because of its feeling, the feeling of it, it was called parachute fabric. It was initially fabricated for suit linings. And that's still the one single source of how to get it.
Wow, very interesting.
So we hope you have enjoyed this mini-series exploring the creation of public art. And as always, all these tools are just jumping off points to get you thinking. Please feel free to reach out to us for extra support and guidance. We're here for you as you create your state.